Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the immune system. The immune system. Every time the seasons change, it's common for individuals to start concerning themselves with their immune system. They may take more vitamin C, some may even get flu shots, some might do various things just to make sure that they are protected from common bacteria and sicknesses and illnesses that happen during certain seasons. Well, my friends, I can submit to you that even in business, there is the need for an immune system to protect ourselves against negativity and workplace gossip and lack of productivity. Those things, my friends, are just as detrimental to us professionally as bacteria is to us physically. And I would challenge you, my friends, that everyone in business who embraces a solid immune system are the ones who are going to excel and advance like never before. So how do you create an environment mentally and emotionally where everything you do is centered around being the very best that you can be? How do you create that environment, my friends, that says you are immune to all types of distractions and have the ability to continue to keep your focus in spite of mounting challenges and circumstances? Well, in the first of our two-part series, we're going to outline the essence of a strong immune system. 6 keys to making sure that your immune system is stronger than ever from a professional perspective. That first step, my friends, reminds us to ignore. Yes, my friends, we've got to ignore. What are we ignoring? We've got to ignore the voices in our heads telling us that we won't succeed, that we can't win, and to throw in the towel. You've also got to ignore the vices or bad habits that keep you from reaching your goals. This includes procrastination and broken focus, idle conversations, surfing the internet during business hours, and so many other bad habits or vices that if we don't ignore can throw us off of a successful day. The other thing that we must ignore, my friends, are the villains. These are the naysayers and bad influencers that attempt to pull us in the wrong direction. Have you ever felt a cold coming on and you knew that as soon as it happened, you needed to take immediate action? Well, just as the remedy for physical sickness that wards off bacteria may be some type of cold syrup or medicine, the professional practice of ignoring voices, vices, and villains will be just as effective in the workplace. How strong is your workplace immune system? Are you ignoring those voices and those vices and those villains? My friends, that next step in our immune process is to modify. This is the art of making adjustments to our lifestyles in order to maximize productivity. It may include waking up earlier to get the day off to a great start. It may also include eating proper foods that contribute to our energy and avoiding the foods that make us sluggish and less productive. Modification also includes reading books that empower and motivate, selecting the right friends and partnerships. You see, just as some illnesses require a complete lifestyle change in order to see the desired results, certain modifications in business can yield similar favorable results. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to make the necessary modifications. There are some people who, in order to get rid of certain illnesses, will modify their eating habits, and they'll start drinking and taking other types of vitamins and pills and soups and such. Well, for us, my friends, we've got to be just as aggressive. Make those business modifications that make us more successful. The other M in our six-step process reminds us of the importance to measure. Think about it. When a person is ill, they frequently check vital signs, including their blood pressure, temperature, heart rate, their body weight, and other vital signs. Well, in business, measuring our productivity and our effectiveness is critical to maintaining an immunity to negativity and mediocrity. Let me ask you the following questions. Have you weighed or measured your daily productivity? Have you assessed your follow-up skills, your effectiveness in meeting deadlines? There are many areas of our lives we can assess or measure that will make us more immune to things that are not as productive in the workforce. I challenge you, my friends, to take the time and make the measurements. These measurements can be conducive to your long-term success. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.